Good morning. This is the Bridge Project Podcast. Today I'm going to talk about the Cyrus Mystery Termination case. This has been a very popular case which has been released just this month. Tata Sons Limited elected Mr. Cyrus Mystery in in 2012 as its executive chairman. Then he was terminated on October 2016 on the ground that majority shareholders have lost confidence in him. Now the SP group, the minority group of the company, approached NCLT that this termination was not in accordance with Companies Act and mismanagement or oppression are rampant in the management of the company. NCLT dismissed the application under section 241 on the basis that it does not satisfy the requirements of section 241 and also refused to grant waiver on that. Then they appealed in NCLAT, and NCLAT permitted the waiver and permitted the application. So following are some important points in the judgment. One, that the scope of section 241 and 242 was discussed extensively and several landmark judgments were analyzed by the tribunal, including Needle Industry India Limited versus Needle Industry India Holding Limited and Wholesale Society Limited versus Mir, which is the English case, and SP Jan versus Kalinga Industry. The test which the tribunal finally came down to was that for any application under section 241, two requirements have to be satisfied: whether the affairs of the company have been conducted in a manner prejudicial or oppressive to any member or members, or prejudicial to public interest, or in a manner prejudicial to the interest of the company, and that to wind up the company would unfairly prejudice such member or members, but that otherwise the facts would justify the making of winding up order on the ground that it was just and equitable that the company should be wound up. So here the just and equitable clause was used, and though it is not given in the section 241, but the philosophy of the previous acts have been used. And then the terms unfairly prejudicial was defined, that it is a heavy burden. The person complaining of oppression must show that he has been constrained to submit to a conduct which lacks in probity, conduct which is unfair to him and which causes prejudice to him in the exercise of his legal and proprietary rights as shareholders. Now the respondents contended that these are in nature of directorial complaints, so this cannot be entertained under section 241. The court held that if we accept the stand taken by the contesting respondents that the removal of Mr. Cyrus Mystery is directorial in nature in the interest of company, in such case there was no occasion to issue a press statement where it is noticed that many across the globe have raised concern in the manner Mr. Cyrus Mystery was removed. So it was maintainable. The application was entertained. Now we come to the second point of the judgment, which is quite important. The governing structure, the governing framework of Tata Sons Limited was effectively such that the role of Tata Trust and the Tata Group of Companies was very much important for the working of Tata Sons Limited. Though Tata Sons Limited was a public company, but much of the control was in the Tata Trust. Now, this was allowed, or this was facilitated by mainly three articles: Article 75, Article 121, Article 121A. Article 75 empowers the Tata Sons Limited at any time to transfer ordinary share of any of the shareholders without following the normal procedure of transfer. This article was disputed. Then Article 121 and 121A, which were introduced in 2010 and 2014, effectively become the basis of requiring pre-approval from Mr. Ratan Tata and Mr. N.A. Sunawala. This made the board of directors of Tata Sons Limited almost a weak role, almost non-functional. I mean to say that the role of Tata Trust was very much important for day-to-day working of the Tata Sons Limited. So, because these articles actually give the power, a veto power, a kind of veto power or affirmative power to nominated directors from Tata Trust who will be there in board meetings of Tata Sons Limited, and they would veto on any decision taken by board of directors. The tribunal held that in para 119 of the judgment, that the tribunal or this appellate tribunal has no jurisdiction to hold any of the articles illegal or arbitrary, the terms and conditions being agreed upon by the shareholders. However, if any action is taken, even in accordance with law, which is prejudicial or oppressive to any member or members, or prejudicial to the company, or prejudicial to the public interest, the tribunal can notice whether the facts would justify the winding up of the company, and in such case, if the tribunal holds that it would unfairly prejudice members, or public interest, or interest of the company, it may pass appropriate order in terms of Section 242. This part is quite significant. That the tribunal would not hold any article illegal or arbitrary because these terms are agreed upon by the shareholders. Now, one of the fundamental notion of company law is definitely that these articles cannot overturn the company law. In that case, they would be prima facie illegal. But in this case, these articles were inconsistency with company law. But they could be called arbitrary from a point of view of a third person. So in this case, the tribunal cannot hold these articles illegal just because they might seem arbitrary to certain people. Because effectively, when Tata Trust's directors are actually controlling the operations of the company, then it can be called arbitrary. But even then, this appellate tribunal cannot hold them illegal. However, the point of the matter is, even then the tribunal can entertain Section 42 application if any conduct of the public company is prejudicial to the public interest or interest of the members, or is oppressive in any nature. So though it would not be called illegal, but the conduct can be judged by the tribunal and appropriate orders can be passed on the basis of Section 242. In favor of the allegations in this Section 242 petition, The many prejudicial and oppressive acts have been highlighted. For example, the board with affirmative vote of nominated members granted Rs. 600 crores for procurement management consultancy contracts without calling for bids, in violation of normal procedure and standard expected of a large public company. Similarly, Tata Delhi Service Limited, an overvalued company, was purchased from the Siva Group, and then it consequently led to the loss and had to be written off. Now, thirdly, this judgment has hold the termination of Mr. Cyrus Mistry illegal. That is actually the bone of contention why this entire dispute come. So what happened in this particular case was that the founders of the Tata Sons Limited and Tata Group of Companies, that is Mr. Ratan Tata and others, have got consistent tension with Mr. Cyrus Mistry on various issues, in which legacy hotspots was a very important component. That Mr. Ratan Tata was of opinion that his legacy has been undermined by the conduct of Mr. Cyrus Mistry's, and he is not able to handle the operations of the company. The tribunal got into the entire dispute and found out that the removal of Mr. Cyrus Mistry had nothing to do with any lack of performance. On the other hand, the court held that the material on records shows that the company under the leadership of Mr. Cyrus Mistry performed well, and he was even appraised by the Nomination and Remuneration Committee, a statutory committee under Section 178, on 20th June 2016, just few months before he was removed. And this performance review was unanimously approved by Board of Directors of Tata Sons. So this led to the conclusion by the tribunal that the termination was actually not based on proper grounds. So it cannot be based on lack of performance. Further, there were points regarding the fact that the three directors who also voted for removal of Mr. Cyrus Mistry were actually the new joinees, and they were the only people who spearheaded the removal proceedings. So this also led to the tribunal to conclude that the termination was malafide. They attended just one board meeting prior to the meeting held on the day of termination. This led to significant doubts. Finally, the fourth issue I would like to deal with is the conversion of public company Tata Sons Limited into a private company. The tribunal held that it was illegal. The respondents relied on the General Circular number 15 of 2013, dated 13 September 2013, and notification dated 12 September 2013, issued by the central government, to submit that a company which comes with the meaning of private company under Section 2, Subsection 68 can take direct permission from the registrar, and there is no requirement for taking consent of the tribunal. The court held that this aforesaid notification cannot override the substantive provision of Section 14 of the Companies Act 2013, which is mandatory, in which the consent of tribunal is mandatory for conversion of a public company to a private company. So the conversion of Tata Sons Limited into Tata Sons Private Limited was illegal, and the registrar of company was directed to strike off the name private from the name of the Tata Sons Private Limited. So this has been a very significant judgment in light of Section 241, 242, and what is the status of articles when they are arbitrary, but when they are not against the provision of companies law, and the conversion that the notification cannot override the substantive provision of the company's law. So, and also, since Tata is a very big company in and has lot of power throughout the globe, it is operating in almost 160 countries. The public nature of the company has been protected by the tribunal, and this will hold significance for the corporates around the country. So that's what we can talk about Cyrus Mistry termination case for now. Stay tuned for more updates and for more analysis. Thank you.